Longtime John Deere Classic volunteer Charles Chuck Austin was killed last week in an accident at TPC Deer Run. This week, tournament volunteers and staff are wearing green bracelets with his name on them. Austin was a teacher, Rock Island alderman, and community volunteer. This year marked his 27th year working on the grunt crew at the John Deere Classic. Tournament director Claire Peterson, volunteer chairman Pat Schaus, and grunt crew leader Pat Hughes, along with Chuck's wife Anne, reflect on his service to the John Deere Classic.
It's a huge loss, and we're just so devastated and so sorry for this family of, you know, the sudden nature and losing somebody like Chuck.
Just a compassionate person that cared about the Quad Cities and everything with it, and just a beautiful person. We were all blessed to know him.
That was Chuck. He never said no. There was never a job he didn't want to take part in. You could ask him to do anything, and he was right there.
He loved golf. He coached golf, he played, he had a group of great friends he played with. This year in particular, he wasn't able to play golf. He broke his shoulder helping me move my father into a nursing home. He broke his shoulder and he got one round of golf in before the accident. And so it was really fun this year to be out on a golf course and helping with the event, because this year was pretty disappointing for him in that he was suffering from another accident and wasn't out there with his friends on the golf course. So that was important.
He worked with the grunt crew, and that's the group that kind of works on the grounds and takes care of pretty much any job that needs done.
His big job that he took such pride in was helping get the scoreboards up, helping to place them, helping to go around the course and decide what was the best placement, with professional staff, of course, and get them up. And just watching his work throughout the entire tournament, the success of the golfers shown on the scoreboards that he put up.
The guys that work in the grunt crew, we have a camaraderie. We start working a month before the tournament and work 2 weeks after the tournament. And he liked that involvement. So that he was special in our group, as they all are. It's a very tragic thing.
When this happened, as hard, as weak as this has been, sorry, the way this group came together as a family is truly amazing. Just shows their dedication to the tournament, to the community, but also to Chuck, because they really want to honor him with doing a great tournament.
His wife is just unbelievably strong. The day of the accident, she came over and consoled us. And she's actually been our rock.
Anne was like a caregiver. She helped people deal with the grief by being very supportive. And that was a huge element to us, you know, kind of getting the feedback under us and being able to go forward.
People say to me, I'm sorry for your loss. And I just say, it's your loss too. It's a loss to all of us.
He represents, quite honestly, what a lot of our volunteers do as far as having a great interest in helping the community, volunteering for things that help make this area better. Of course, Chuck's story was unbelievable with 33 years as a teacher. I think he was in his 27th year here as a volunteer, being an alderman in Rock Island, and all the positive effects he had during that.
It was a horrible accident. It was a horrible event. But we can't let that event define his life. Let his volunteerism, his selfless spirit, his joy for life, his enjoyment of his community in which he lived, that will define him.
That was Claire Peterson, Pat Schaus, Pat Hughes, and Anne Austin remembering Chuck Austin, a 27-year volunteer of the John Deere Classic.